cattle futures were mixed amid sharply lower outside markets Friday. Given feed costs and slaughter cow prices, Andrew Griffith says this may be a time to think about culling deeper. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 14th of February. Cattle futures continued to soften Friday, perhaps with some follow-through profit-taking and with surging corn futures and sharply lower outside markets. Live cattle futures closed mixed on Friday from an average of 49 cents lower to an average of 35 cents higher. Week to week on Friday, live cattle futures closed from an average of 31 cents lower to an average of 64 cents higher. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from limited on light demand to a standstill through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, live prices were steady to a dollar higher in the Southern Plains at $140 a hundredweight, steady to $2 higher in Nebraska at $140, and $1 to $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $141 to $142. Dress trade was $2 to $4 higher at $224. According to Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments, the strength in finished cattle prices is being supported by the leverage cattle feeders have gained since the beginning of the year, with market participants clearly seeing the supply of cattle moving through the next year will be reduced relative to the previous few years. Based on weekly auctions monitored by Cattle Current, calves and feeder cattle sold generally higher to sharply higher last week. The CME Feeder Cattle Index closed $2.47 higher week-to-week on Thursday at $162.64. Barring significant drought-spawned early feedlot placements or some other market disruption, feedlot inventory should be noticeably lower as the year continues, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. Volatile corn and soybean futures prices surged later in the week, challenging feeder cattle futures, which closed an average of 70 cents lower week to week on Friday, except for 12 cents higher in spot March. On Friday, they closed an average of 60 cents lower. As for inputs, corn futures closed an average of 24.9 cents higher through the front six contracts week to week on Friday. During the same period, soybean futures closed an average of 40 cents higher through the front six contracts. That's about a dollar higher in those contracts over the last 2 weeks. However, USDA's Economic Research Service left the expected season average corn price unchanged in the latest WASDE at $5.45 a bushel. Wholesale beef prices continued to trail seasonally lower last week. Choice box beef cutout value was $5.29 lower week to week on Friday at $274.52 a hundredweight. Select was $8.22 lower at $267.83. Total estimated cattle slaughter last week of 659,000 head was 20,000 head more than the previous week and 53,000 head more than the previous year. Year-to-date, estimated total cattle slaughter of 3.83 million head is 120,000 head fewer or 3% less than the same period last year. Major U.S. financial indices continue to scale lower Friday, with follow-through pressure from the previous day's report of steeper inflation, as well as growing fears about Russia invading Ukraine, which fueled a surge in crude oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 503 points lower on Friday, the S&P 500 closed 85 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 394 points. As for those crude oil prices, West Texas Intermediate Futures on the CME were $1.75 to $3.22 higher through the front six contracts on Friday. Amid the optimistic outlook for cattle prices, Griffiths says the question to answer is how expensive it's going to be to feed cattle in 2022. He points out animals can either be fed with purchase feed or with pasture and hay, which is dependent on fertilizer. It's clear purchased feed remains elevated near $270 a ton, while a unit of nitrogen is likely to cost a dollar, Griffith explains. He adds, the failure to apply fertilizer will likely result in reduced hay and pasture yields. So, the decision becomes to purchase feed, purchase fertilizer, reduce the stocking rate, or overgraze pastures. Given feed costs and currently strong slaughter cow prices, Griffiths says this may be a good year for producers to cull more deeply, marketing older cows, poor temperament cows, and low producing cows. He explains the salvage value and reduced pressure on pasture for marketing those animals may prove to be extremely valuable. Looking into the next few months, he says calf and slaughter cow prices are expected to continue increasing, as will feeder cattle prices. While there's no way to know if prices will reach or exceed levels being predicted by the futures market, Griffith adds that the futures market is offering some hedging opportunities for those interested. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 14th of February. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.